Jim Packard on for Larry Mueller on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Glad to have you along with us today as we switch gears to talk about copper culture, the Copper Culture State Park and Museum. Here in the studio is Monette Bibeau-Reinhardt, who is the curator of the Copper Culture State Park Museum at Oconto. And thanks very much for coming in, Monette.
Yes, thank you very much, Larry. I appreciate you having us.
Actually, I'm Jim, and Larry's
Jim.
Up in Canada
yes,
doing
some
golfing.
Yes, I know you're Jim.
And in just a moment, we'll be talking with Dr. Thomas Plager, who is Campus Executive Officer and Dean and Associate Professor of Anthropology Archaeology at the UW-Baraboo Sauk County. A 48-acre park at Oconto, claimed by the Menominee Indians as their ancestors, features an ancient Indian burial ground from the Copper Culture people, artifacts from which were tested to approximately 5 to 6,000 years ago. And at present, this is the oldest multi-burial cemetery site in Wisconsin and one of the oldest metal-use archaeological sites in North America. And we're pleased to talk about it today. And in just a few days, the museum will reopen, Monette. Is that true?
That's absolutely true. We do have some problems on that end, Jim, and I'll discuss those later on. One of the controversies of the site is in the dating that you mentioned. Excuse me. Initially, when it was tested by Walter Libby back in 1952, the year of the excavation, they came up with a dating of 7,500 years ago. And since I've taken over, I've discovered that 6 of the 21 burials have been dated. So we are tentatively accepting all those 6 dates and showing which features they pertain to if you come to the museum.
Mm-hmm.
Our big rock, which indicates where the excavations took place at the park, has the date of 5557 BC on it.
Hmm.
So that's really, my challenge is that I'd like to see someone prove Walter Libby's dating wrong. There are reasons not to accept it, but the reasons to me are not as important as accepting it
mm-hmm.
for now.
So he said it was 7,500 years old?
7,510.
Mm-hmm.
That was back in 1952.
And is it subsequent to that that the estimate has been made of the 5 to 6,000? Or was that a previous estimate?
Throughout the years since then and up into Dr. Plager's work, various datings have come up, and Dr. Plager himself came up with a dating that is officially being accepted of 3 to 4,000 BC.
Dr. Tom Plager is now with us, and Tom, thanks very much for spending time with us today. I believe...
Hi, Tom.
He's on the guest phone. There he is. Tom, go ahead.
Sorry,
I had the
pleased
wrong.
Pleased to be with you today. It's good to be on the show, Jim and Monette.
Hi, Jim.
Thank you
Tom.
So much for spending time. This takes you back to your graduate days at the University of Wisconsin, does it not?
Yes, this was a site that I did some work on while a graduate student in the Department of Anthropology, and as Monette indicated, the site was originally discovered in the 1950s, and there had been some work done on it, the original dating, some controversy over those dates in relationship to the shorelines of ancient Lake Michigan. And in the 1990s, I was able to receive some funding to go back to look at this site and several others from the archaic tradition, the time period that this site exists in, and to look at what we can learn using more modern techniques by investigating questions about who these people were and what type of trade systems they had and so forth.
Mm-hmm. So we've got this 48-acre park, which is now a state park. And on the grounds is a house that is the museum. Is that right?
What actually happened was in 1952, the burials were discovered by a boy, a 13-year-old boy, who was playing in the gravel excavation. I don't know if he actually picked up the bone and ran it to the sheriff or he just brought the sheriff back. That's my assumption. He brought the sheriff back.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I think there's a murder victim here. And it turned out they've started looking at the bones a little closer and they're going, no, those are pretty old bones. And that's how the Milwaukee Public Museum and the State Historical Society got involved, did the professional excavation in 52. By 59, Senator Reuben Lefebvre, was one of the amateur archaeologists on the project, and he was the one who was pivotal in making it a state park, which happened in 59.
That's right, because he was a reporter at the time of the discovery and was along with a couple of other gentlemen as they did that initial research.
Right, right. Reuben Lefebvre and George Hall did the first dig, a more of an amateur dig, discovered the copper, and that's when they reported it. So Senator Lefebvre thought it was important enough to make it a state park to protect it.
Mm-hmm.
That happened in 59, but the governor signed the bill, but unfortunately, we had a town dump on the site, and the DNR didn't want it with a town dump being operated. So it took another decade to actually close that dump. To the original people living in the house were still there until 72. So after that, then the work began making it a park where you put in the shelters, the public bathrooms, which have plumbing. It's a nice little nature trail down to the river, down past the excavation area. That happened in 76. Then the museum opened up minimally in 78. By 80, the guy who was running it was gone. And the state park was going to abandon it until the Copper Culture Historical Association moved in. And they made the full museum out of that house. The house was built in 1924. It's a little Belgian house. It's adorable. It's mm-hmm. small, but we're going to get a lot in it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, do you have any contact with Don Baldwin, who was the young 13-year-old?
No, I think I asked about him, and it seemed to me they told me he was deceased, but I'm not absolutely sure.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever contact him, Tom?
No, I have not had contact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so the farm and the house is on the farm of Charles, is it Warrabrook?
Warrabrook.
Tell me about Warrabrook. Did you ever meet him, Tom?
No, I haven't.
Warrabrook died in 62, and his wife died in 72. Tom, you got involved in what, 90?
Yes, I've been familiar with the site, though, since the mid-80s and have done some work on it since that time.
Uh-huh.
The daughter, however, has been a volunteer there.
And she just passed away?
Nope. She was giving tours there until she was 96 years old.
I took that to mean that she passed on, but that just means that she had retired from doing the tours at the age of 96.
She's still hanging in there.
I think it's great that the site is, there's some interest in it again, and we're starting to see with the work that Monette's doing of bringing people back to the site. But what's really significant about it is the fact that up until the 1950s, we knew very little about the people that produced metal tools in the prehistory of our region. It wasn't until this site, one in near Potosi, and then another site just south of Oshkosh, discovered all in the 1950s and 1960s that archaeologists were finally able to establish a cultural connection between the people who produced ancient metal tools in Wisconsin, were able to isolate them in time based on the discoveries at a site like Oconto. It really is significant from an archaeological point of view.
It's very important to understand also that Wisconsin is known as the heart of copper tooling, and one of the reasons is the glaciers. Lake Superior is where a lot of this copper comes from. And Lake Superior, during the Ice Age, the glaciers actually pushed a lot of that copper southward, and we're right underneath. So it seems to me, and Tom, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me that they first started tooling copper with float copper. Doesn't that make the most sense?
We don't know that, but that is plausible.
Right.
Native people that first occupied the region at the end of the Ice Age were out on the landscape looking for the raw materials to produce tools, and that was predominantly stone, wood, and bone. And it's likely that someone came across copper and realized that when you strike it, it's malleable and does not flake. And so our oldest dates for metal technology surrounding copper are probably in the 6,000 BC or 8,000 year ago range in our region, but it may extend back even further that we just have not yet discovered.
Absolutely. That's a really good point, because so much underground yet we don't know.
We're talking about the copper culture and the Copper Culture State Park and Museum. Monette Bibeau-Reinhardt is curator of the Park Museum at Oconto, which is reopening on Memorial Day, correct?
Right. Well, actually, the Saturday before.
The Saturday before,
Saturday
which
before.
Makes it about the 23rd. And the times that it's open?
We are open every weekend, including holidays, from 10 to 3. But I'm going to add a little sidebar to that in a little while. But I want to really make sure people understand that with Tom's work in he's done lectures on this,